American Language Course, Book 14, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Look at the letters and repeat the rank. Number 1. Seaman Recruit. Seaman Recruit. Number 2. Seaman Apprentice. Seaman Apprentice. Number 3. Petty Officer First Class. Number 4. Petty Officer Second Class. Number 5. Petty Officer Third Class. Number 6. Private. Private. Number 7. Private First Class. Private First Class. Number 8. E4. E4. Number 9. E5. E5. Number 10. O6. O6. Number 11. Staff Sergeant. Staff Sergeant. Number 12. Technical Sergeant. Technical Sergeant. Tech Sergeant. Tech Sergeant. Number 13. Airman Basic. Airman Basic. Number 14. Airman. Airman. Number 15. Airman First Class. Airman First Class. Now, look at Figure 2. Listen to the dialogues. Number 1. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'm Lieutenant Andrews. I'd like some information about advanced degree programs.
This is Sergeant Black. He can answer your questions. Number 2.
Base Taxi Service. Airman Harris speaking. How may I help you?
This is Petty Officer Davis at DLI. I'm going to need a base taxi this morning at 10 o'clock.
Number 3.
Colonel, you have a long-distance call.
Who is it?
It's Major Clark at Vance Air Force Base.
Thank you. Lieutenant Colonel Mills.
Colonel, this is Major Clark. Can you please tell me something about my next assignment?
Now listen to the underlined sentences and repeat them. Number 1. I'm Lieutenant Andrews. Repeat. I'm Lieutenant Andrews. This is Sergeant Black. Repeat. This is Sergeant Black. Number 2. Airman Harris speaking. Repeat. Airman Harris speaking. This is Petty Officer Davis at DLI. Repeat. This is Petty Officer Davis at DLI. Number 3. It's Major Clark at Vance Air Force Base. Repeat. It's Major Clark at Vance Air Force Base. Lieutenant Colonel Mills. Repeat. Lieutenant Colonel Mills. This is Major Clark. Repeat. This is Major Clark. Look at figure three now. Repeat the question, then repeat the answer. Number one.
Name and rank, please.
Staff Sergeant Allen.
Number two.
Please give me your name and rank.
I'm Tech Sergeant Sampson. Number three. What is your full name and rank?
Jeffrey K. Ellis. I'm an ensign.
Number four.
I need your name, rank, and duty station.
Carol Carson. I'm a captain, and I'm stationed at Fort Sill.
Number five. May I ask who's calling?
This is Lieutenant Commander Davis.
Number six.
What's the patient's name, rank, and service?
Jim Johnson. He's a Marine Corporal.
Look at figure four and listen. Number one, Dental Clinic, Airman Haskins.
I need to make an appointment.
Give me your name and rank, please.
This is Second Lieutenant Denton.
Number two.
Personnel, Petty Officer Jackson speaking.
Lieutenant Lewis, please.
May I ask who's calling?
This is Major Martin.
Number three.
Base Housing Office, may I help you?
I'd like to get some information about a house on base.
Certainly. May I please have your name and rank?
I'm Staff Sergeant Hansen. Listen to the dialogues again. Give the answers to the questions. Number one. Dental Clinic, Airman Haskins.
I need to make an appointment.
Give me your name and rank, please. Repeat. This is Second Lieutenant Denton. Number two.
Personnel, Petty Officer Jackson speaking.
Lieutenant Lewis, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Repeat. This is Major Martin. Number three.
Base Housing Office, may I help you?
I'd like to get some information about a house on base.
Certainly. May I please have your name and rank?
Repeat. I'm Staff Sergeant Hansen. Listen again. This time, ask for the person's name and rank. Use the words in parentheses. Number one. Dental Clinic, Airman Haskins.
I need to make an appointment.
Repeat. Name and rank, please. Number two.
Personnel, Petty Officer Jackson speaking.
Lieutenant Lewis, please.
Repeat. May I ask who's calling? Number three.
Base Housing Office, may I help you?
I'd like to get some information about a house on base. Repeat. May I please have your name and rank? Look at figure five. Listen to the first sentence. Repeat the second one. Number one. Stan will be here in 10 minutes. He'll be here soon. Repeat. He'll be here soon. Number two. Fran has been here only a few minutes. She just got here. Repeat, she just got here. Number 3, we're leaving for New York tomorrow. We're leaving soon. Repeat, we're leaving soon. Number 4, our friends left for New York this morning. They just left. Repeat, they just left. Number 5, the children are going to eat dinner at 6 o'clock. They're going to eat dinner soon. Repeat, they're going to eat dinner soon. Number 6, the basketball game ended 5 minutes ago. The game just ended. Repeat, the game just ended. Now look at figure 6. Listen to the dialogue and write soon or just in the blank. Number 1.
Have you been waiting long?
No, I just got here.
Where is Karen?
She just called. She'll be here soon.
Number 2.
Has Jim written to you yet?
No, but I expect to hear from him soon. Has he written to you?
Yes. I just got a letter from him today.
Number 3. Let's go. The movie starts soon.
I'll be glad to drive. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I just remembered that I left my keys in the trunk of the car.
Now repeat the dialogues and check the words. Number 1.
Have you been waiting long?
No, I just got here.
Where is Karen?
She just called. She'll be here soon.
Number 2.
Has Jim written to you yet?
No, but I expect to hear from him soon. Has he written to you?
Yes, I just got a letter from him today.
Number 3. Let's go. The movie starts soon.
I'll be glad to drive. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I just remembered that I left my keys in the trunk of the car.
Look at figure 7 now. Listen to the example.
Have you read Jim's letter yet?
No, I just opened it.
Repeat, no, I just opened it. Listen to the question, then answer it. Use just or soon. Number 1. Have you known Joe long? Repeat, no, I just met him. Number 2, have you talked to Wade today? Repeat, yes, I just called him. Number 3, are you studying for the test? Repeat. Not yet, but I'll have to start soon. Number four, have you done your homework? Repeat, yes, I just finished it. Number five, are you still stationed at Corpus Christi? Repeat, yes, but I'm leaving soon. Number six, does Ken know what his next assignment is? Repeat, no, but he'll soon find out. Number seven, is Jerry still a captain? Repeat, no, he was just promoted to major. Number eight, is Beth going to meet us here? Repeat, yes, she'll be here soon. Number nine, have you already eaten? Repeat, no, we just sat down at the table. Number ten, where is our food? We ordered an hour ago. Repeat, your dinner will be ready soon. Look at figure eight now. Listen to the paragraph, then select the topic. Number one, because it is so beautiful, gold is a popular metal. People everywhere want to own gold coins and wear gold jewelry. Gold is soft, so people who make jewelry usually add other metals to gold to make it harder. The addition of another metal changes the color of the gold. When we add copper, the gold begins to look red. When we add silver, the gold becomes less yellow and more white. What is the paragraph about? Circle the correct answer. The answer is A. Gold was the topic of the paragraph. Now listen to another paragraph and select the topic. Number two. Air Force student pilots spend about a year in pilot training. If they are already civilian pilots, they begin their training in an airplane called the T-37. If they are not, they spend 6 weeks at Hondo, Texas. Civilian instructors there teach them to fly a smaller, slower airplane. If they can't learn to fly it or don't enjoy flying, they soon get a different assignment. If these student pilots do well at Hondo, they move to their training base and join the other students. Circle the correct answer for number two. The answer is D. The topic of the paragraph was pilot training. Listen to another paragraph. Number three. A shopping mall in Canada is one of the largest malls in the world. It has more than 800 stores. There are 11 department stores, more than 110 restaurants, 500 shoe stores, and 200 stores that sell clothes for women, but only 35 that sell clothes for men. There are also hotels, banks, post offices, and doctor's offices in the mall. You can go to movies, parties, and meetings there. If you want some exercise, you can swim in a man-made ocean and then relax on a man-made beach under a man-made sun. Circle the correct answer for number three. Number three is B. A large shopping mall was the topic of the paragraph. This is the end of tape 1C, book 14.